Thank you, Wayne and Lisa. You usually record this and put it on our website and also on YouTube. It says Wayne and Lisa. And you can send it to anybody. I click those beautiful songs. Thank you. God blessed us with this music. Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this beautiful fall Sunday morning. It is God's grace that we are able to be here one more day. God's gift is that we have one more day to live in this world. So let us use it and worship God together. Thank you for being here and also online. We have also live streaming on YouTube as well if you want to join that too. The announcements are listed in the bulletin. If you want to follow that with me, those are the regular announcements. Some of the highlights I will go quickly. The food bank ministry continue to please donate to that in cash or in kind. It will help the children in the Hispanic ministry there and their families. And my books are also available for sale. That will also help the missions. And our mailing address is listed there for those who want to send in your donations or your communications. Our cooking class will be next one will be on the second Saturday, November 11th at 10 a.m. Please mark that and please join us for a good time of cooking class and love and friendship and fellowship. We'll get art class scheduled as we get volunteers and children from the Hispanic Church, and we'll schedule that as we get the schedule fixed up. We have planned for a garage sale and kids festival next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Hispanic Church is arranging all the kids stuff. They will have jumpers and balloons and rides and all that stuff in our front on Saturday, and also we'll give out goodie bags for the fall festival. So please join that on Saturday, next Saturday, that is 28th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll also hold a garage sale. It is particularly a special way we want to do it this year because we don't have a lot of volunteers with hands to do it. If you have stuff, you bring it up in your boxes. We'll put it on your table. Everyone will get a table. And if you want to stay with it, sell it, and you keep your money. Or you can donate it to church, or you can donate it to the Hispanic Children's Ministry, whatever you decide. But we will provide the tables and the facilities for it, but you have to bring your own stuff. If you don't want to stay here, we'll take care of that, but we'll collect the money. We don't want to leave all the stuff behind. That's the bottom line. We want to give it away if there are needy people. And if there are leftover, please come and get it after the sale, or the next day, or the next Sunday. We want to clean up everything that we have here. So whatever you bring, we'll try to sell it and give it away as much as possible. If there are leftovers, please check your boxes and make sure that you take it back and donate it to wherever you want. But it is not to make any money to the church. It is for basically for the community. So if you want to give it away, feel free to do it. Or you want to make money, do that, whatever it is. But we are not going to price anything. We'll ask them to offer a price. They will offer a price if they can afford. And if they can't afford and still want the stuff, we like to give it away. That is how we are going to do this. So please bring your stuff according to what I told you, if it is okay with you, and we'll do the garage sale on Saturday. And hopefully that will help the community as much as we can as a small church. Our third Thursday luncheon will be on November 16th. Please join for a time of lunch and fellowship on at the Golden Corral in Cumming at 1 o'clock. The called annual conference for the voting on disaffiliation based on paragraph 2553 of human sexuality and the church stand, that is the voting day where all these churches will be voted on to decide if they will approve the disaffiliation. So our church, Jean and I, will be going. Every church will get at least two members, depending on the size of the church. We get two members to vote. So we'll be there at 10 a.m. Please pray for that. Whatever God's will is, God will guide us in the future. And He will give us the... I'll give out the information as it comes sooner. November 18th at 10 a.m. There is a information session for those who want to see what it means on October 29. The bishop will be there and all the organizers will be there on Zoom. 129, go to the website listed there in the bulletin and you can register, and you can all join if you want to. It's not just for the members, to see what we are planning to do or they are planning to do as a church on this sporting and the coming disaffiliation. The Thanksgiving and the Christmas luncheon are listed there. It is our regular luncheon, but we will make it as a Thanksgiving lunch on November 26th after service on Sunday. And also, Christmas luncheon will be on December 24th, which is a Sunday. So please think about that and bring your dishes accordingly on those lunch services. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of this church and the ministries of this church and the service that we do by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us thank God for all the things that God is doing through this church. Please use our website for your donations. There are multiple options there. Please use that facility as well. I want to welcome Jerry also in our worship service today. Wayne will introduce him during the fellowship time. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody else have any special announcements? Anything else? No, there's no other announcements. So let us worship. Continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number 98, To God Be the Glory. If you are able, please stand.
Glory, great things he had done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear him. Let the people rejoice, who come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. Blessed offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus that pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we sing. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and
you may be seated. Let us pray. Loving and merciful God, We thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning that you have given us in our life. To come together as your children in church and also online to worship you, Lord. We thank you for one more day to live in this world, which is a gift from you. We thank you for the health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up and see this day, this morning, and to be here.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world to die for us, who rose from the dead so that we can have eternal life through him. Thank you for uniting us all through his love. Help us, Lord, to love and live in peace with one another. We thank you for this time that you've given us, Lord, to worship. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. Thank you for opening the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to adore you and glorify you. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, eternal and everlasting Lord. We thank you for your presence in our midst. May the services of word and praise we offer today bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other.
And I would like to introduce, we have a friend, Jerry Raines, here today. He flew in from Boston yesterday. Jerry and I started college in 1963. That's 60 years ago, I believe. And if everything goes well, my roommate from college is coming in Tuesday from Iowa. And then two other college friends that live in North Georgia will all be over at our house for dinner Tuesday night, 60 years after we all started a long time ago. Jerry Raines.
Praise God.
We'll do the responsive reading now, which is taken from Psalm 95, verses 1 through 11, page 814 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading.
Sing to the Lord.
Let us
come into God's presence with thanksgiving.
Let us make a joyful noise with songs of praise.
For the Lord is a great God and a great ruler above all gods, in whose hands are the depths of the earth and also the height of the mountain.
The sea belongs to God who made it, and the dry land because God
formed it. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For the Lord is our God.
We are the people of God's pasture, the sheep of God's hand.
Hear the voice of the Lord today, and harden not your heart as at Meribah, but as on the days at Massa in the wilderness, when your forebear tested me and put me to proof, though they had seen my work.
For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who err in heart, and they do not regard my ways. Therefore I swore in my anger that they should not enter my rest.
the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we share our prayers of blessings and concerns together as a church family and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God to thank God for all the blessings that we receive from God and also to share our burdens and concerns between each other and also with God during this time. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. There are some additional requests that I wanted to add and anyone else wants to add. Continue to pray for these items and these people in the boxes listed at the back of the bulletin. Continue to pray for Harry and Guillermo. They are all online with us, worshiping together. Pray for them and also Jan and Liliana, who are caretakers for them, that God will give them the grace. We need special prayer for Jim Otticelli and his family. He is towards the end of his life in hospice now. He's not talking or eating anything, so please keep him in our prayers in Chicago. He's my second son's father-in-law. She's there with him now. Please keep the family in our prayers. They have a very hard time. He was a practicing dentist. He's much younger than me. And all of a sudden he hit him. And the whole town is grieving because that was one of the oldest dental practices in Antioch, Chicago. So please keep him in our prayers and his family. Glad to see Miss Jean here today. Her sister passed away a couple of weeks ago. And the funeral was last week. That's why she was not able to join us last Sunday. Please keep her in our prayers and the family. And also, Linda told me that Jack's sister passed away. Wimajean passed away. Please keep Jack's family and Linda in our prayers as well.
My dad has skipped. He got a knee replacement or knee surgery, and hopefully he's going to be good, feeling well.
Is it over? Or
I think the surgery is over, but he's got a lot of stitches and it looks pretty.
And that sister.
Anyone else? So if there are no other call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. The new names that Lisa just shared is Skip. Her dad has knee surgery and recovering from it. Please keep in our prayers. Also Ronnie, her neighbor, also have knee issues. Please keep her and family in our prayers. And Miss Lou was sharing about Jerry Hayes in Mississippi, her sister, who is in hospice, I believe. Right?
Yes.
So please keep her and family in our prayers also.
No, she's a nursing.
So let us go to God in prayer. We will spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings that you give us. Thank you for everything that you give us in our lives, in our bodies, in our families, in our church. It's all your gift that we enjoy. We thank you for this time that you have given us also, so that we can come together as a church family to bring our needs and our burdens and our concerns together. And also we can intercede for others, Lord, and thank you for the privilege that you have given us to pray and intercede for others. We lift up those who need your healing and comfort at this time. Particularly, we pray for healing for Guillermo and Harry. Thank you for your continued presence with them and their families. We pray for Jan and Liliana, who care for them. We pray for your grace upon them, given the patience and the love that they need and during this time. We lift up Jim Otticelli in your hands at this time, Lord. Bless him with your grace and your peace that passeth all understanding. Even though man cannot comfort with our words in our actions, you are the one who can comfort us. We pray for your comforting presence to be with him during these last days of his life. We pray for the family. We pray for your grace, particularly a special peace upon them as they are struggling with various things and trying to cope with the issues that they are facing now. Pray for your guidance every day, that they will be comforted by your presence and your Holy Spirit. We pray for Jean and her family as they are grieving at the death of her sister. Pray for your grace upon them. Comfort them with your presence and also with your peace. And we pray for Jack's family and Linda, who are grieving at the death of Jack's sister. We pray for your grace upon their family. Comfort them with your presence and peace. We also pray for Lisa's dad, Skip, as he is recovering from his knee surgery. We pray for your healing hand to touch him and heal him, Lord. Strengthen him and give him the grace to get through this time, and pray for your peace in him, with him and his family. We pray for our neighbor Ronnie also. We pray for your grace upon her as she is struggling with knee issues. Pray for your healing hand to touch her, Lord. We pray for Jenny Hayes as she is also towards the end of her life. We pray for your grace upon her and the family. Lord, comfort them, Lord, during this difficult time, even though we cannot as human beings find any way to comfort them. We know that you are the healer, you are the comforter, and your presence will comfort them and comfort them with your word. We pray for Ms. Lou also as she is also struggling with various issues and also this grief of many people in her family. Continue to be with her and her family and comfort them. We thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord, to come together and share our burdens and concerns together. We trust in your promises that you will answer our prayers according to your time and your grace, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that you give us everything that we need, even before we ask of you. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend, O God. When we go through life's sorrows and griefs, and when nobody can comfort us, your word can comfort us. Your Holy Spirit will be there to comfort us. Give us the peace. Lord, you are the Lord who hold us in your palms every day. Help us, Lord, to trust in you. We thank you again for all the things that you give us in our lives. And we pray for all of those who are struggling with various issues. Particularly, we pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others that make decisions. We pray that you will give them the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the world leaders. Pray for your grace upon them, that they will get together and bring a peaceful settlement to the issue in the Middle East. We pray for Israel. We pray for Palestine. We pray for all those areas that are affected by this war. We pray for your grace that this war will stop and have a permanent peaceful solution to this problem. We pray for all of those who are working towards a resolution to that. We pray for our church and our church leaders and all the churches that we will stay strong in our doctrines and the convictions of the scripture. And help us, Lord, to stay faithful for the faith that you have entrusted with. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who serve us on various ways, Lord. We pray for their safety and their family safety, and be with them and with their families. We pray for our church, Lord. We pray that you'll give us the grace to do your work in this community as you have given opportunities to us to use. We pray for the Hispanic ministry and the pastor. We pray for the Saturday garage sale and the kids festival, that a lot of people will come and be blessed by our generous donations, Lord. We pray for your grace upon this coming city and the community around us. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various issues that we know of and we don't know of. Pray for our neighbors. We pray for those who move in as strangers to this city. Help us, Lord, to be a welcoming and loving heart to welcome them in your community as God's children. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship you together, to worship you in truth and in spirit, to lift your name up so that we can be blessed and touched by the Holy Spirit as we go from this place. Comfort us, touch us, heal us according to our needs. As we pray this prayer together, that your Son Jesus Christ has taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory. God, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to bring a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Bless us to use this for the work of your kingdom in this community and around us. We pray for those who were able to give today and all those who could not give today, Lord. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to use this to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The special today is a song that the choir did several years ago. As a matter of fact, it's on the CD that the choir did. Carol's going to do it as a solo. It's entitled, For Those Tears I Die.
I just had to pray.
Thank you, Wayne and Carol, for that beautiful song. What a blessing it is. Now we'll read our scripture now, which is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. For some reason, only one of our TVs is working. The other two, because of the storms a couple of weeks ago, something happened to it. There is a sheet that I printed for those who can't read the screen up here. Please use that as well. Please stand for the Gospel reading. Luke 14, 15 through 24. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to the master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you give us freely so that we can be nourished and strengthened in our souls, in our bodies. Help us, Lord, to receive your word with humility and obedience, and illumine our souls so that we can see the hidden message behind, the meaning behind the message. Help us, Lord, to be humble before your spirit that whatever you ask us to do, help us to apply that in our lives and follow that. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a great invitation of a story that Jesus said as a parable to the crowd around him who were trying, he was in a Pharisee's house attending a dinner. And he was seeing all of those people who were trying to push their way through the crowd to get to the front seats. And then he told them, said that whoever wants to be first should be last. So don't go into the front of the seat first, so unless that the owner of the house will come and ask you to get up so that he can give that seat to somebody else, you will be ashamed at that time. So don't do that. Wait and take the last seats. That's what Jesus told them just before this. That is when this story started. So during that time when he said that, one of those at the table with him said, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." And then Jesus replied with this parable that a certain man was preparing a great banquet and he invited many people. And at the time of the banquet, many of them did show up and made excuses for not attending the banquet. And then we see that he sends his servants out to bring all the people from the outside the streets and the alleys, the poor, the crippled, and the blind and the lame. And even then, still he had many seats left. So he sent people out to the country lanes and asked them to come in, so the house of the master would be full. That is what the story is. Many of us can relate to the...
progress.
I don't know what happened. Sorry about that. Many of us are familiar with the situations where we get inundated with requests to attend many things, and we have our schedules full. Particularly during this time of the season of the year, we have a lot of things on our calendar. The holidays are coming. We have many dinners and lunches that many clubs and groups that arrange, and the church and many other groups that you are part of may be inviting you for dinner. And along with that, there might be friends who are inviting you for dinner, for many things. And you try to find excuses or trying to find some sort of excuse to not to attend some of them because you can't, because you have other priorities or some of them are more important than the others. So we all make or find some kind of excuse. You would say that, you know, I can't come because of this or because of that. And that is the situation that we all face. Well, I don't think anyone has can say that they don't have a situation like that they never had. We all find that. The greatest wedding that you ask me is my own wedding. That's what I would say. And you would say the same thing, that your wedding would be the greatest wedding, grandest. But the greatest one of the weddings in the history that we can remember is the wedding of Prince Charles and Diana. I don't know how many of you people were glued to the TV screens during that time, and it was so pompous and grandiose that people were so impressed by that wedding, one of the greatest weddings that we can remember in the history, in the recent history. And even in that wedding, they send out invitations, the Queen of England sent out invitations to many, many national leaders and world leaders. And there were two or three particularly important people who denied or declined the invitation. One was King of Spain, the other one was King of Greece, the President of Greece. These two were notable leaders who did not want to come because they had political differences with the Queen and England at that time. So these were mentioned in the newspapers and everywhere during that time. So they had their own differences. But I'm sure the Queen was not very happy because of that. But whatever situations in our RSVPs are very important when we do a reception, because based on the number of people who respond that they will be coming, we order the dinner or the lunch that we are preparing. And if they don't show up, you still have to pay for that plate, don't you?
Amen.
Yeah, so if you accept the dinner, please, please make sure that you go. And I am guilty of that too, that I have accepted many dinners and the time came, we could not go because of many other reasons. But this is the situation that we are all faced with, and we have to come with some excuses to decline the invitations. So in this particular parable, it's the invitation to accept God's grace. That's what the meaning of this parable is. The host or the owner of the house who is inviting these people represent God. God is preparing a grand feast in his heavenly kingdom. And all the people are invited to come and attend this great banquet. And when the time comes, many people will say that they will come, and the time comes, they make many excuses to attend. The invitation of the great feast is about God's constant and loving invitation to humanity to come and enjoy the presence of God and the blessings that God has given us through the relationship with Him. We are all invited because we married to God. The invitation is to everyone. And when we invite people, we create a guest list based on the priorities, right? We don't just go randomly in the neighborhood and start inviting guests for a wedding. We don't do that. or we don't, even in the churches, we have selected people or selected people that we want to invite, because they are our friends, or they have a priority in our list. So we only invite people who matter to us and who will share in the joy of the event, the wedding or whatever we hold at that time. So it is very important that we want to recognize how much God values each and every one of us in this world, because He's inviting everyone to this wedding. Each one of us is invited because we matter to God. We are uniquely created, made, even though there are billions of people who lived and will live in this world and who have lived in this world. Each one of us is unique. And we have a soul that God has put in our bodies. God wants us to share that soul in eternity with Him. So the Creator of the heavens and earth made everything, is inviting us for a dinner, a banquet with Him. And in Revelation chapter 9, we read about John's revelation that he is seeing a big, great banquet in heaven.
Amen.
I don't know what the items are going to be there. Maybe chicken and whatever it is, but I don't know. But hopefully it is gluten-free. And I always pray that it will be, because I don't know if there's a problem with gluten in heaven. But whatever that banquet is, John has seen a great vision of a big banquet, that he's calling it the banquet of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And we are all going to be there one day. That is the invitation that God is giving us, so that He wants to enjoy yours and my presence in His banquet, so that His heaven will be full. And He doesn't want anyone to be lost. And someone used to say like this, heaven is not complete even if one person is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is not going to be complete. God is not going to be happy, because He's a loving God who extends His invitations to everybody. We are invited because it is an important feast also. This is unlike many other feasts. This feast is very important because the response you make on this feast make your destiny in eternity. So this feast is unlike any other feast or wedding that you have ever been invited. God is inviting this because it's a very important feast that determines your destiny, if you accept it or not. You can decline it, you can reject it, you can just ignore it. But the result is going to be eternal loss for you in eternity. So this is a very important feast. It is, you married to God, and also this is a very important feast, because it matters and makes your decisions about eternity. And also it is very important, this invitation, because you can make a choice. You have the right to make the choice. That is also the particular thing about this invitation of this wedding is. So this wedding is very important, is very unique, and very much prepared for us. And then we come up with excuses. Each one of these people who push us off the invitation with the excuses. In many invitations that you and I get for dinners other than weddings, is sometimes, you know, the VIPs have dinners during the election time, the politicians hold dinners, but you have to pay for it. Some of them cost thousands of dollars. I saw like $1,500 per plate for one of those fundraising for the election one time. So you can buy your plates, you can buy your invitation to some of these dinners that you see around us. But on a wedding invitation, I don't think you can buy your invitation for a wedding, because it's all up to them. But don't find excuses like these people do. This, surprisingly, these people declined those with finding excuses. The first one we read there, that I have bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. How many people buy a land without seeing it first anyway? He said he already bought the land without seeing it, and he has to go see it. We can see the excuse. It's so lame, as he puts it, and he just wanted to have some excuse about that. But mostly it is talking about our wealth. You know, we have our wealth, and we have to take care of that. So the more we gather in this world, the more we have to spend our time on it, and then the less we have time for God. Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
It's the truth with me. The more that I was working hard and day and night, I didn't have time to read the Bible. And he said, oh, it's my work. I don't have time to go to church. You know, I've been scheduled for this meeting. I have to be at conference there. So I have to miss the church. Our work and our wealth comes first. The living things of this world. Sometimes it has to be, but I'm not saying it's wrong every time. But what is our priority? That's what Jesus is teaching us. And the next man said about, I have bought a yoke of oxen and I am on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. It is talking about our work, the priority of our work. He is considering his work in the field more important than the invitation and accepting the invitation to go to this feast. So he said, my work is important. I have to be there. I have to test my animals out. So he made that excuse as well. So he said, please excuse me. Those two people at least said, please excuse us. The third man said, I just married a wife. And he didn't say, please excuse me. He said, I can't come. Because it's beyond my decision at that point. I have married a wife, and you know what happens when you marry. You listen to whoever you're married to. So he just said, I cannot come. He refused completely. So he said, somebody said he took it as a man and then made that excuse. There are so many excuses that we make when it comes to the kingdom of God. Where is our priority when it comes to giving God our time, giving God our wealth, giving God our priority of our money, whatever it is, our time, our effort? We make many, many excuses. It is like the excuse that I read about, an excuse a parent sent to the school teacher for missing school on a Monday. It was funny that she wrote it, please excuse Jennifer for missing school yesterday. We forgot to get the Sunday paper off the porch, and when we found it on Monday, we thought it was Sunday. What an excuse it is. It's actually somebody wrote that. So this is what the kind of excuses that we make when it comes to God's kingdom as priority. If everything works out, I'll be in church, right? If I wake up at morning on time in morning, or my wife makes up on time, well, we'll be there together. Well, when we woke up, we were on time, but there was rain. So how can you get to church? So we'll find one time, one say or other, to make excuses when it comes to kingdom of God. Even though we may smile at these excuses that we heard and we make. They also remind us how prone we are to shade the facts and make, especially when it comes to our advantage. And the priority of kingdom of God becomes low in our list of priorities. We push off the invitation from God and begin the excuses, God, it will be better tomorrow if I do it. But right now, I'm so tired. I cannot do it, or I don't have the time to do it. The problem with the people in this story is that they had accepted the invitation, and they stood up the host. They made excuses at that time. And he had plenty of tables left for those people he has invited. Our faith should not become a matter of convenience. That's what Jesus is teaching about. Going to church or making priorities for the kingdom of God should not be a matter of convenience. If everything else works out, then I will do this thing. It should not be the other way around. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added to that. That is what Jesus said. So convenient Christianity does not exist. Christianity is not for convenient people. It is about God's kingdom first. And our priority of wealth, our priority of our work, and our priority of our relationship, whoever it is, wife or family or whatever, all of them come only after the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus is teaching us about. Because this invitation is so important. It determines our destiny in eternity. You and I are beloved creations of God. The celebration in heaven is incomplete without you and me. However, we can join in the festivities if we acknowledge that we are sinners and in need of a Savior, and God is ready to accept us. Just as entry to the wedding feast is by invitation only, the entry to the kingdom of God is also by invitation. The invitation has been given through His Son Jesus Christ. He is on the cross of Calvary, just now spreading up His hands on that cross. Look at that cross on the Mount of Calvary, inviting the whole world unto Him, that we can all be in eternity without perishing in this world. So let us accept that invitation with our open hearts and also tell others about this great feast that God is preparing in eternity for us, so that we can all join together and celebrate that great wedding with our friends and our families. That's the mission God has given us. Not only that we need to be there, but also our friends, our neighbors, all who that are we are in touch with. Our responsibility is to tell them. So let us do that mission as God enables us to do. May the good Lord bless us these words as we sing and close the service with the closing hymn is about when we all get to heaven. What a great song to sing and celebrate the heavenly feast. Let us stand for the closing hymn, hymn number 701, When We All Get to Heaven.
Us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, crowds will overspread the sky. But when coming days are over, not a shadow, not a sign, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the choice of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, He shall spread the seeds of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen.
Amen.
People of God, may we respond to God's invitation with our open hearts and choosing to partake in the great feast. Not only just us, but also spread this news of great invitation to our neighbors, our friends and our families, that we will all be together in eternity together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.